This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks again for supporting We Care at our Island Sit on Saturday. Another great day for those in need. Hey, last Tuesday was International Pancake Day, and a sports stadium in England set a new world record, arranging a line of pancakes 429 feet long. A team of local chefs flipped a total of 1,135 individual pancakes for the record. Apparently, the new record will have to be verified by Guinness Book authorities and Mrs. Butterworth before becoming official. Here's one of those stories that proves somebody's thinking, but it's not always me. I saw an interview with the director of a recent movie, Knives Out. They said Apple forbids the use of iPhones in movies by the bad guys. An Apple product can only be used in a movie by the story's heroes. Interesting. 163 million people, or 64% of Americans, say they dine out at least once a week, according to a new poll. We spend an average of $71 a week dining out. And the researchers found even with fast food, home delivery, and takeout, the majority of us still enjoy a meal out at a full-service restaurant at least once a week. That'll make our restaurateurs happy. Let's turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Some hashtag fun from Twitter. Hashtag what would I say to today's youth? Put down the technology and take in your surroundings. Make sure you pick the right classes in college. Those pictures won't go away. Be kind to yourself, because most people won't be. Look up once in a while and learn to cook. Did you know there was a tradition of women proposing to men on Leap Day? If you didn't, it's because a new survey found most women think Leap Day proposals are completely out of date. 2/3 of the women surveyed said they'd never consider proposing on February 29th. That said, there are 16% of women polled who said they were planning to propose last Saturday. Here's an unexpected effect of the coronavirus: a tighter supply of Diet Coke. Why? The artificial sweeteners in the soda come from China. Don't panic just yet. Coca-Cola said they don't foresee a short-term impact, but they're preparing for the possibility of tightening supplies in the long term. In other words, no matter what they say, people are going to be stockpiling their Diet Coke. This coronavirus thing is even affecting Corona beer sales. They continue to lag because of the virus, and we're talking big bucks. Corona's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, reported that the virus had contributed to the worst quarter it's had in over a decade. And surveys have found that people are still confused about whether or not there's a connection between the beer and the virus. No. Columbus St. Pat's Day evening lighted parade coming here in a couple of weeks, Saturday, March 14th, 8:30. It's actually a whole day of activities on that Saturday, including the lighted evening parade. Parade applications are available now at the Columbus City Hall or Chamber office, or call Shanna Canibas for more information. It's 757-2457, 757-2457. Cozy will be in that parade, and we'll be broadcasting ahead of it from the Coloma Subway in downtown Coloma. Knucklehead news out of Florida. A guy's under arrest after he got angry and dumped a bucket of cow manure over another guy's head. Jose Ramirez was in a bad mood when he got into an argument with the man at a dairy farm outside Tampa. Cops say he scooped a pile of manure into a bucket and poured it onto the victim. Ramirez was charged with battery, utterly, disgusting. As part of his sentence, he should be forced to work at the dairy farm cleaning up after the cows. That's the Daily Buzz. You find something buzzable, get it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. Drop it off here at the station on M140 or copy and paste the link and either email it or paste it to our Facebook page. Catch up on a podcast you might have missed at WCSY.com. All the great podcasting outlets like iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Alexa will even play them for you. Just have her play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present Time, Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.